Are robots racist? It's a question that a group of middle schoolers in Decatur, Georgia are on a mission to answer. They are the RoboSapiens, a research team going head-to-head this weekend with other similar science teams in a world championship. My colleague Leah Fleming spoke to three of the group's members, sixth graders Iris Ochoa and Davis Ryan, and team coach Mandy Collins.
Iris, I want to start with you. I understand that you are quite the innovator. How did this entire project start for the team?
Well, this project started at the very beginning when we all were trying to think about what an ethics and robotics problem that we would like to share with the world and with each other. So at the beginning of the team, we all brought in a suggestion for the problem and the solution. And then from then on, we were like, well, this sounds like a very interesting problem and a real problem. So why don't we go ahead and try to fix this?
Okay. Now, Davis, I know that the team is going to actually take this and compete in a world championship with teams that are coming from China, New Zealand, Mexico, and Russia. Talk a little bit about how does that feel? How are you preparing for that?
Well, so that feels really cool, and it feels like a great accomplishment to be with a group of people from all the way across the earth, and you don't know what they've been doing all year. You don't know anything, and then you see them, and it's like, oh, it's just crazy. It really is.
You began competing in elementary school, and now you are in middle school. What was it about the research that has kept your attention?
Well, so one of our first practices, we all brought in an idea, mm-hmm. and we thought racist robots was one of the coolest ideas, and we wanted to learn. We didn't understand one bit of it when we first saw it. And then when we started researching, we saw that there's actually a problem, and that just made us want to research more and more and find a way to help.
Now, Mandy, when they came to you with this idea of racist robots, that was the theme. What were your thoughts initially?
Well, you know, you always want to just empower your students to tackle whatever they're curious about. Mm-hmm. But I myself didn't know that this was a problem. So I, you know, encouraged them to just move forward and continue their research and of course, to have opportunities like this to share it with the world, their solution.
I am speaking with Davis Ryan and Iris Ochoa from Vex IQ Middle School Robotics Team. And I'm also speaking with the team's coach, Mandy Collins. The team will compete in a world championship this month. Davis, can robots actually be racist? How is that even possible?
Yes. So there are not a lot of minority groups or genders in the STEM industry. So that makes other people's biased or racist become like in the robot, in an AI robot, because AI robots like learn by themselves. So it can start off with just a little racist or biased, and it can become a major problem and start growing and growing.
Oh, okay. So how did you all discover that? How did you find that out? Because you've decided to make this actually a theme.
Well, one of our first practices, like I said, we all got an idea. And we thought that was really important and that we needed to try and find something to help that.
To help that. Okay. So you noticed through, I guess, your research that, you know, robots can actually, it seems like they can actually take on the personality of the designer. Is that what it is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because when the programmer may not know or may not notice it because it may be the slightest thing they could possibly imagine. But when they start programming, it shows up in the robot, even if they didn't really think, even if they're like, no, I'm not biased,
right.
Because everybody has a little bit of bias in them, and the programming just shows up in the robot. So, yes, the robot can be racist and stuff, but it's the programming that causes it to be.
So, Iris, I understand that several young girls are actually getting into STEM research these days. And what is it that is so cool about STEM?
Well, really what's the coolest thing about STEM is you can pursue anything in it. You can make anything you want to. The possibilities are really endless, and you can find so many opportunities to like apply STEM in the world, that's probably what the coolest thing is.
That's sixth grader Iris Ochoa. She's a member of the Robo Sapiens, a middle school science team from Decula, Georgia. The team is researching whether robots can be racist. They compete this weekend with other research teams from around the world. My colleague Leah Fleming spoke to three of the group's members, sixth graders Iris Ochoa, Davis Ryan, and team coach Mandy Collins. Leah asked how the team got its name, the Robo Sapiens.
Well, it was Robo stands for robot, correct?
Yeah.
And Homo sapiens stands for smart humans. So we were thinking, well, artificial intelligence is all about like their own basically mind, and the robots are smart. So Robo sapiens would be like very smart robots.
Ah, okay. And so you said, hey, this will be a good name for the team.
Yes.
That's how you all came up with it. Okay. So I want to go back and talk about the theme racist robots and bias in artificial intelligence. And Davis, can you actually give us some examples of bias technology?
It was like a Google search, and it looked up gorillas, and it showed black males.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, there was one where a black girl was trying to use facial recognition for a school project, and the computer wasn't showing up with her face. It wasn't even recognizing her. So she went to the store and bought a white mask. When she put it on, the robot immediately recognized it, and it was like, okay.
It only recognized it when she put the white mask on?
Yes.
Wow. So this is the kind of bias technology that you all want to look for solutions.
And there's many other examples of this, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, there was one, in a language, Google Translation tries to translate a word into what it means. There was one word that could translate into it, she, or he. And for the results, it was bias against gender. So the results came out, he is a doctor, she is a nurse, she is beautiful, he is very beautiful, things like that.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now I understand that you all met with some medical scientists and they challenged your research on that. Tell me about that. How did that go?
Well, they were saying that robots are very smart mathematically and they can come out with the results right away. But they are not as they're not very smart when it comes to the context.
And some of the medical professionals, I think, that you researched also brought up the fact that bias can sometimes be a good thing. And that was, from the students' perspective, they were aghast. Like, how could that possibly be? But there are certain ethnicities that might be predisposed to different illnesses. For example, if you are a white female who has, lived in Maryland, you might be predisposed to skin cancer, especially if you lived, on the ocean. So sometimes the medical professionals will use a certain amount of bias to help a patient. And that was probably midway in your research, an epiphany that, that you're not bad. You're not a bad person if you have bias. It's a natural inclination. And in fact, Iris, you taught me about a software, a program that you can use to kind of test how much bias you have. Can you talk about that?
Yes, there is a test on the internet created by Harvard students. It was called IAT, I'm pretty sure. And there's many segments of it. It's religion, like religion bias, cultural bias, gender, race, the list goes on. And you take the test and it sees how fast you separate each group. For the race, it gives you like two options. Like, this is a white person and this is a black person, and you have to separate into groups. And it says how fast you separate it. And then it changes the words from white to bad or white to good. And it sees how fast you can switch it. So if you take slower, putting like a white person in good, that means that you're biased against a white person, or vice versa.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, what have you seen some of that too, Davis?
Yeah, I did the test. It was remarkable. It was so cool. And I learned a lot about myself, about how I treat white people and black people differently.
Really?
But it was so, I did the test, and my mom was beside me right then, and I kept making mistakes, and I was like, no. I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this. And so it turned out to be like, you treat white people a tad better than black people, but I mean, I'm fine with that. I don't think that's true, but I treat black people just as good as white people, I think.
Yeah.
I guess. So.
Yeah.
Well, your team is so multicultural. I mean, mm-hmm. We were just talking on the way, they were ordering flags for the competition. They have teammates from Iran, Nigeria, Romania, some Hispanic members. And so it's kind of funny that they, in their natural working with one another, they see themselves as friends and people and really valuable members of their research team. But the test itself does reveal that everyone comes with a certain amount of bias. And to be aware of that was just the greatest, I think, probably gift that these young students have come. Plus, too, knowing that artificial intelligence, the people behind it are really, they really need to be aware of their level of bias that they bring.
That the fact that it even exists.
This, yes, yeah, exactly.
That's the first step.
That's Mandy Collins. She's coach of the middle school science team, the Robo Sapiens. We heard from team members Iris Ochoa and Davis Ryan. They spoke to my colleague Leah Fleming about their research on racist robots in artificial intelligence. The Robo Sapiens compete this weekend in the Vex Robotics World Championship. There's more about the competition on our website, gpbnews.org.